This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is 8:30 Pacific, 4:30 p.m. in the UK. This is Tune In with Erica. Good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. This is Erica Longdon, your host on 1-2 Radio on a Thursday morning. If you're stateside, afternoon, if you're here in Europe, and if you're in Australia, why are you awake? Anyway, wherever you are, if you're listening to the On Demand, maybe that's why you're listening to me. It is a pleasure to have your company and get together with you on this very auspicious date. I am so blessed to have my radio show on this day. I was thinking this morning, woohoo, I actually have a radio show on 888 Lionsgate. Let's hear it for the symmetry, the rhyme and the poetry. It is indeed. Why is it 888? Well, it is the 8th of the 8th month, and this year, if you add together the year 2, 2, and 4, you get 8. So you have 888. A very good day to be celebrating the infinity symbol, the abundance numerology of 8, if you work with that. If not, well, just enjoy the day, because so many people around the world will be celebrating it. You can just rise on the crest of the wave. So a very good morning to you. I have some lovely people who've joined us in the Facebook chat room. I'm just going to go in there and look, rearrange my screen, get myself over there, click on refresh. The way to do that, by the way, if you haven't joined us in the chat room before, is to go to the website 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side. Lots of goodies in there, including the treasure chest that is the on-demand service, where you can listen to this show again as soon as I come off air. I'll get it up there as fast as I can. And also all the shows of my colleagues. And quite often that's how I listen to my colleagues, because obviously being in the States, sometimes it's the middle of the night when their show goes out. But it's just a wonderful, wonderful treasure trove of wisdom in there. Anyway, I digress. What you need to do is click on chat and it'll bring you over to this Facebook chat room, 1-2 Radio. It's a private group, a very safe and lovely place to be, and some absolutely gorgeous people in there. So I'm just going to do the Facebook technical dance, which means we have to go to top comments and turn it into all comments. I don't know why Facebook thinks it knows which are the top comments and why it would relegate other comments. Really, they need to sort that one out. But anyway, rant over. So a very good morning who I've got in there, to Maureen Whitevana, to Kelly Whetstone, my colleague from 1-2 Listen. Very good morning to you, to Christine, to Lynn, to Laura, to Catherine, to Sandy, to Renee, to Pamela, and to Sarah. Pleasure to have your company, and I know many more people will be coming in there as well. Yeah, I can see you all in the chat room. So I will be doing readings in there as the show goes on using my tarot, my wisdom deck I have out today. I have also put in there a link to my author Facebook page, which anybody can get into. You don't have to be connected to me. And I have put as my first top post on that page, if you go and take a look, it's just Erica Longdon. If you go and look for Erica Longdon, it's not my private profile. I keep that fairly well locked down. But it's my public page where I'm very, very happy to chat to everybody. It's not that I'm excluding people. I just think life gets in a horrible muddle if you start mixing up me saying what I had for breakfast with my thoughts on things metaphysical. So I tend to keep the two pages separate. I don't think people are very interested in what I had for breakfast, frankly, apart from maybe my cat, who would be stalking me at the time. Apropos of which, it is International Cat Day as well, in case you didn't know. I've been telling my cat, she seems very pleased with the idea, it's International Cat Day. Doesn't surprise me, because part of the Lionsgate, I was going to say, connection is the start of Sirius and Orion. And I was told many years ago, I think by Diana Cooper, that cats have a particular connection to the Orion system. So I'm not surprised that today is International Cat Day. So you can celebrate that with your cat or your neighbour's cat if you don't have one. Anyway, I digress. If you go to Erica Longdon, my public page, my author page, you will see the top post. There's some pictures of a sound healing setup, which is mine at home. And I will be doing a sonic ceremony tonight. I did one this morning at 8 in the morning until 8:30 on 888, and I will be doing one at 8 tonight as well. So if you would like some sonic connection, healing, manifesting, whatever you need, just drop your name onto that, into the comments on that page, and I will happily include you in it. I know, I think Maureen has already done that. So, okay, so we live in powerful times. Yes, it is Lionsgate, and what a week. You heard me say last week we had a new moon in Leo on Sunday, another cat connection. Venus moved into Gemini. Mercury went retrograde and is heading back to Leo via Virgo. It's International Cat Day, and now we have Lionsgate. Now, the former ones were astrological events, and not all astrologers celebrate or connect to Lionsgate, and I completely get that. Not necessary to do that, but a lot of people connect to it because it is a celestial event. And the thinking behind it is that with the sun in Leo, it aligns with Sirius and Orion's belt and Earth. It's a particular alignment. And Sirius is said to be our spiritual sun. And I was puzzled about this because, like, you know, people say these things and I like the idea of them, but I'm a Libra. I go around straightening people's pictures and asking why. So I have been delving a bit to try and find out why it is considered. And it really has to do with cosmic energies and alignments, because there are, if you understand that there are ley lines in our Earth, there are cosmic ley lines as well that go, magnetic ley lines and energetic ley lines that go between the star systems. Why wouldn't there be if there are ley lines on the Earth? Of course there are intergalactic, interstellar, cosmic ley lines. And it seems that we are downstream, as it were, from Sirius. So we receive from the Sirian system. Now, there are two stars in the Sirian system. There are possibly three. The astronomical jury is out on that one, but Sirius A and Sirius B, certainly. Sirius A is the one we see so brightly in the sky, the one that's called the Dog Star. Very, very powerful. And we are receiving, it's 23 times bigger than our sun. And it's sending energy into our sun, and our sun is sending energy into us. So you can see that actually, if there is a cosmic celestial alignment of Earth, our sun, Sirius, and Orion's belt, that has got to be one heck of a ley line or cosmic line, whatever you want to call it. I quite like the idea of dragon lines, but I know it's not the right term. I did learn the right term in Damanhur, and the term now escapes me. Might be cosmic lines. Anyway, you get the idea. It is well worth considering that on this day, when you get this exact alignment, that energy is good energy and potential is pouring towards our sun and towards Earth. But it isn't just today. This alignment takes time to get to this point. So actually this portal, this opportunity, this energy has been available to us since the 28th of July and will remain so until about the 12th of August. It's just that today, 888, it reaches its peak, its perfect alignment. So that's what all the fuss is about. Lionsgate. And lion, of course, as in Leo, and 888 because it rhymes. So why not? So that's what it's all about. It's about spiritual energy. It's about celestial alignment. It's about opportunity. And of course, the number 8 in numerology has always been about abundance. And if you tip it on its side, it's the infinity symbol. So it's very, very powerful. It is also said to have a connection to Sirius and Isis, the goddess Isis in Egypt. And of course, they have sphinxes and the lions. So there's a particular connection to the pyramids involved in this as well, which I'm not going to talk about because I'm not an expert on it. But I know Stuart Pearce is, who I had on this show, I've had many times when I used to have guests, who is really connected to Egypt. He leads tours to Egypt. In fact, I think he's there at the moment leading a tour. And there is a particular connection with this alignment to the pyramids as well. So the ancient Egyptians knew all about this. So I'm going to be doing a meditation later on. I'm just looking at the clock. Yes, I'm make sure I've got time to do a meditation to offer the opportunity, if you want, and if you want to tap into this energy, to do some manifesting. And yes, it's about abundance. And I was doing a ceremony this morning. I'd got Ganesh out and Lakshmi to help me as well. And I lit candles at 8 o'clock this morning and did a ceremony with cacao and called on the Mayans and anybody else I could think of, because it's a very, very powerful day. Undoubtedly, the Mayans probably knew about it as well, because they had their pyramids too. But abundance, we instantly jump to money. And of course, it's nice to have money. It's a great facilitator in Earth, as in the times we live. But abundance is about so much more than that. The meditation I'm going to do is talking about attracting abundance and wealth. But a wealth of what? Wealth of money? I was sitting and thinking about it this morning. I think the thing I want a wealth of most, especially at my time in life, is health. I mean, I'm now in my seventh decade, and I'm delighted to say living my best life. Thank you, God, Goddess, and all celestial beings, I am. But it would come to a very, very short halt if my health gave way, because I'm giving gong baths, I'm working as a therapist, I go walking on the beach. All the things that bring me great joy and abundance have to do with my physical ability, my mobility. So for me, abundance at the moment means a wealth of health. It may not be. You may be having glorious health and be much younger and fitter than me. And what you actually need is money to facilitate something, in which case, fine, there's no problem with that whatsoever. But just be aware of what abundance and prosperity means to you. Where is the real heart and the nub of it before we do this meditation? And so that you can really feel it. The other thing about this Lionsgate 888 and doing a manifestation and meditation, which I'm going to be doing, is you're, in order to attract abundance, you are invoking transformation. And we have to be prepared for that. I know on one of my cards, it talks about initiation, and the great spiritual masters all went through initiations, and some of them were very testing. When I said I'm going to invoke an initiation, I did think, oh, cripes, what am I saying I've let myself in for? Because quite often, if we're going to create abundance, if we're going to create opportunity in whatever form that means for you, whether it's wealth or money or opportunity or relationships or friendships or moving house, whatever it is, we're going to have to let something go to make space in our life for that new to come in. Because the new can't get in through the door if our house is full of clutter, be that our spiritual house, our personal house, our emotional house, whatever that is. We're going to have to do some clutter clearing. So what are you prepared to do to make the space on this incredibly powerful portal, this 888? How are you prepared to adjust, even if you're not letting something go? How are you going to adjust to make space for this new opportunity? That's where you need to get your mind and then get your heart to follow it, because this is about opening up your feeling and believing. And if you haven't got space for it, how are you going to bring it in? So I found some really beautiful music, because I have been learning to play the handpan recently, along with two gongs. That's my latest sharp learning curve. Sagittarius moon here. I'll be learning on my deathbed. I'll still be learning something, probably how to die. Yeah, just constantly learning. It's what happens if you have a Sag moon. But I was thinking, I've been learning the handpan, and I was thinking, is there a special handpan frequency or a piece of music for Lionsgate 888? And of course, somebody's way ahead of the curve on that one with me. And I did find, I'm a great fan of this handpan player. I think I'm pretty sure he's German. He's called Malte Martin. Nearly all his videos are shot in the Black Forest in Germany. So I'm going to take a leap and say that I think he's probably German. He's an outstanding player. I just watch him playing and go, oh my goodness, how are you doing that? Because when you see a good handpan player, it looks effortless. It's like watching a good pianist. And of course, you try and play it and you can't even play chopsticks. But anyway, I have a piece by him called Golden Heart, and it is 888 hertz. So I'm going to use that as our meditation for the abundance. I'm just going to take a look at the clock to see where I'm at. Okay, I'm still all right. Quick nip back in the Facebook chat room to make sure I've said hello to everybody before I do this meditation. Facebook's just rearranging itself, and there we go. I'm also expecting a delivery of Amazon for my neighbours, and I did actually say to them, I'm not available between 4:30 and 5, and guess what? I can hear someone knocking on my door, but they will have to wait because there is absolutely nothing I can do about it because I'm talking to you. So we'll just let that one roll on. So good morning to Jennifer. I can see Lynn in there as well. Yes, good morning. I have managed to say good morning to everybody. So let me tell you about this meditation I'm going to be doing. I'm going to talk you through it, and then if you can't do it now, the whole point is this will be on demand, so you can go back and pick this up at 8 o'clock your time, or indeed any time, because the portal is open until the 12th of August. So you're looking at picking up on this surge of spiritual energy and opportunity. And the things you're looking to affirm are, I am your I am self, your spiritual self. I am connected to an unlimited source of abundance, which is true. You know, we think of abundance money on this earth, but you think of the cosmos. The energy there is unlimited and never ending, and we are connected to that. That's your PowerPoint. I welcome an unlimited source of wealth into my life. So you do. And I attract wealth and success into my life. Those are three things on which you could meditate. I'll read them again. I'm connected to an unlimited source of abundance. I welcome an unlimited source of abundance into my life. And I attract wealth and success into my life. But as I said, think very carefully about what wealth means to you. What really matters, and be prepared to transform and make space so that it can come through your door. So I'm going to talk you through this. I'm going to do this for about 5 minutes because I do want to come back in the chat room and do some readings for you. So take yourself, if you are able at the moment, into a space where you can get your feet on the floor if necessary and get your spine straight. You can do that by lying down, or you can do it by sitting and sitting upright and just tucking your chin in slightly so your whole spine comes into alignment and you can feel the light of source pouring in down through your crown. And you can take a lovely deep breath and let it go and let your shoulders drop. Imagine your shoulder blades are like wings and you're just folding them away because they're resting. And you're taking yourself into a lovely meditative state and envisaging in your mind, if you're visual, the number 8. If you're really good at visualizing, you can visualize 888. You could stack one on top of the other or put them horizontally. It doesn't matter. You're meditating on what abundance, what prosperity, a wealth of what do you want to bring into your life? Open the doors of your life. Usher in the golden light of abundance and affirm, I am connected to an unlimited source of abundance. welcome an unlimited source of wealth into my life. I attract wealth and success into my life. And so it is. Welcome, welcome, welcome. On 8-8-8. The celestial event of Lionsgate. Whatever that means to you, we are all different. You deserve your highest potential, your wealth, your prosperity, your abundance in whatever form. Feel it. Intend it. Use that cosmic connection. Send it into the universe with the power of Sirius, the power of Orion, the power of your divine self. Feel it, intend it, and then most of all, let it go. Let it expand, let it fly through the cosmic connection to Sirius, to Orion, and spread through all those cosmic ley lines into the universe, that source of unlimited power. Perfect. So you can go back and use that again and again and again. So I'm just looking at the time and I need to get in the chat room, whoops, and do you some readings. So let me have a look. Sandy, it's your birthday today. Sandy, what a day to have a birthday. Many, many congratulations to you. And you say your health is improving, so I'm hoping you're using Lionsgate to further empower that. You'd love a message from the angels, and I'm sure they would be absolutely delighted to sing your name and send you a message, and they did. I have a beautiful water card. It's the page of water. Her cup is running over. So this is showing how open-hearted you can be on this day because it's your birthday. How sensitive. And to allow those that emotional experience of being celebrated on a day like today. Let those emotions go. Allow yourself to be loved, to feel the love, to give the love, to connect. And have a very happy birthday, Sandy. And I see you're going on a journey as well, so I trust your health will be better. You could intend that today on Lionsgate. Maureen, hello to you, Libra sister. You would like a card about financial stability. Well, you've picked the right day to be doing that. 888 Lionsgate. If finance is what you're looking for, it is the day to be doing it. So clear the deck. And what do I need to say to Maureen on a day of Lionsgate? Lovely card about hearth and home. This is a fire card. It's the four. It's about a happy home life, but it's a fire card. It's about celebration. And we're talking, you were saying, you're talking about abundance. And because I noticed you're talking about your work for your husband as well. And this is about togetherness. It's a couple on this card. And it says, I promise you, on the card, it says peace and prosperity is coming to you. So hold the faith, my darling. Hold the faith and use the power of Lionsgate. But I think it's coming to you both together because this is a couple's card. So maybe you're going to work together to find it. Laura would like a message on Lionsgate as well. Let me just clear the deck. I can see Renee saying happy 888 as well. Happy 888 to you. Laura, I get a lovely card for you. So again, a water card. This is the Knight of Water who's galloping along on his horse. No reins much on this horse and the water is going everywhere. So on 888, I would say you're really going to feel things. This is a card about emotions, about falling in love, being swept off your feet. And because it's 888, if there are relationships that you want to bring a wealth to, I would say this is the card that says use the power of 888, use the power of feeling to intend wonderful things for all the relationships in your life. Good morning to Lioness. Well, that's the perfect name to have on a day like today. Divine Lionsgate to you. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from 1-2 Listen as well. And good morning to Lynn. You would like a message of manifestation as well. Lionsgate 888. So let us just say I am going to manifest this card for Lynn. There it goes as I say it. Again, all these water cards, although I have the King of Fire here as well, which is about intention, a very, very strong intention, a motivational person when I get the King here, somebody who's ambitious. So what are you ambitious to bring into your life? I would ask you as well. I also have it, the Six of Water, which is a card looking back on childhood. So I would say as we're in this portal of 888, and I was talking about making space in your life, what beliefs may you have brought forward from a previous life about abundance or wealth or your worthiness? Look for those patterns. Where might those patterns be? Because that may be the thing that you need to work on Lionsgate to bring in the wealth of whatever it is that you intend to bring in. I'm going to try and do one more refresh, but I don't know that my computer is going to get there on time because I'm just looking at the time ticking down. If you need to, it probably won't get there in time. So hopefully I have spoken to everybody in the Facebook chat room. If you need to do that meditation again or you want to share it with a friend, I will do my very best to get it up in the next hour or so onto the on-demand so you can use it at 8 o'clock your time, whenever that might be for you. So that is truly it. I am out of time. Where did the time go on 888? Thank you so much for your company. It is always a joy. Thank you for coming to Raw with me on Lionsgate 888. I will be back at the same time next week. Stay here on 1-2 Radio for Jay and Raven. Have a brilliant, prosperous week. Take care. Bye-bye for now.